Yo, 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 this is a Jasper moment.
All right, here's another one. Oh my God. Gets me all hot under the collar. Ignorance and hypocrisy taught in Indiana? Well, just when I think we've come so far, I read a news story like this one and I have to just shake my head. So these students and parents at one Indiana school believe in the Bible. It says homosexuality is wrong. So they should hold a separate prom, one without the gays. Is there also going to be a virgin prom? Doesn't the Bible mention no sex before marriage too? Or is this something that only those gay teens do, and therefore just a straight prom will suffice? I could go on, but I think my point is made. It is unfortunate that there are still so many ignorant people in this world. I guess I'm a bit ignorant too, because I don't understand what is meant by the quote in this article. Quote, "We love the homosexuals, but we do not condone what they are doing." Well, as far as I can tell, speaking for myself, that is, what I'm doing is being a loving, upstanding, and contributing person in society, just like anybody else. Here also, they drag out that old, tired argument, at least old and tired to me, homosexuals choose to be gay. Oh, and I suppose the world is flat too. Let me tell you, I no more choose the way that I feel or whom I'm attracted to than I chose the color of my skin, hair, my looks, or any other attribute I was born with. What I can tell you is I do choose to be a loving, caring, understanding, sympathetic, and accepting person in society. And that is a choice. One that this Bonnie McCannum and Dana Medley and the other students and parents in Indiana could make instead of choosing to be hateful and divisive.
Yo, 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 this is a Jasper moment.